B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, Bowie.
What? Ahoy.
Hey, Bowie. How's it hanging?
You know, I thought you went away. Joffrey, what do you want? A buoy is either something that floats in the water, or if you're at a seafood restaurant, that's where the men's room is. So what are you doing, calling me a men's room?
Well, unless you're a gull.
What do you want?
Over the weekend, I discovered that I am a white nationalist. A white supremacist, white privileged bastard.
Wow. On paper, you would be, but once people get to know you, I'm sure you can fall into one of those fringe groups. I know I put you there.
No, this just happened to me on Facebook over the weekend, and it was in response that I just typed out a message because I thought it's what people would want to hear.
Yeah.
I just said, stop the violence.
Yeah.
And there was a picture of the riot. I didn't even pay any attention. I don't even know who was playing that day. But I just
stop the violence.
I just had a picture of people hitting each other, and I stopped the violence. And then people started attacking me because evidently the picture that I posted was the wrong people hitting people. Well, I didn't know that there were like uniforms for this thing, but evidently when I said stop the violence and put up the pictures, and they were just like wearing black and they had their faces covered. I just figured naturally these are bad guys.
No, they're supposed to be in everybody's eyes the good guys, but they're not the good guys. They're the bad guys too.
Well, that's what I thought. So I thought, you know, hitting is wrong. Hitting is always wrong. That's what I was taught.
Yeah.
Hitting is always wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, it is wrong because you were hit as a child, and we all know that it's all bad. They're all bad. Dick on dick crime. You know what I'm talking about. Jerk on jerk. Are you smoking, Joffrey? Did you just light a smoke?
Yeah. I'm very stressed because I have spent my entire life just trying to get along with everybody.
Yeah. Sure.
I have, I am as meek and nonviolent as I can be. Mm-hmm. I have just paid attention to everything that's been told to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have, feminized myself to the point of no return.
Yep, a silky boy.
I always take the side of minorities in any argument.
Yeah.
And
now it's all wrong.
I'm just because I posted a picture and said stop the violence.
Now describe this picture that you posted.
It was pictures of these dudes wearing all black, and they were beating an old man with a baseball bat, and it looked as if his shirt was urine-stained, and he was holding his eyes, and there was some kind of smoke going on. It was just like a hellscape. Yeah.
According to that kind of violence, I'm told, I was brought up like you, Joffrey, stop the violence, but I'm told that kind of violence is okay. You follow me on that?
If
you're showing a person dressed all in black, covering his face, hitting an old man with urine on it because they threw it at him, and you say stop the violence, that's the kind of violence that if you watch the news that they want. That's good violence.
Well, can I just be brutally honest with you?
Please do.
I don't really give a rat's ass who's hitting each other as long as they're not hitting me. All I am trying to accomplish is to be liked by everyone.
You're not going to be liked by everyone. That That's what makes America America.
So far, it's been pretty simple. All I have to do is every once in a while go on Facebook or tweet something about that's misogynist, that's racist, that's wrong. Yeah. And it always worked.
Yeah.
And that's all I was doing this weekend.
Yeah, but you did it to the wrong picture. You did it to the wrong picture. What you got to do is find a picture. And they're probably, trust me, most of them are the ones that you see is of that old man and the group that he was with and them going and beating up the guy in all in black with the hammer and sickle flag and the coolers with like urine and feces. And that's okay.
Who does that?
I don't know. I don't do that. Most people that I know don't do that. You know what? I'm going to even go beyond that. Every person that I know doesn't do that.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Well, I got an idea for you.
In the past, all I've had to do is to criticize somebody and throw out some hot words.
Yep. Yep. But you can't. You got to be careful who the hot words are you're throwing at.
All I said was stop the violence, and now I have people who I thought were the good guys. They're threatening me, and I don't want some ninja beating me up.
either way, now you can never go wrong with saying F Trump. You can't go wrong there. Everybody'll fall in love with you.
Would that turn things around?
It will turn things around, and you will be protected. You can go and wear a pink tutu for all. You can go and
I have done that.
I know you have. You can go and wear that pink tutu with a leotard that sees through as you take your privates and leave them down the side of your leg. And if anybody's offended by that, don't you worry about it. You have a right to express yourself that way. That's perfectly all right.
Okay.
And they will they will all be your friends again.
I really hope that as soon as I hang up, that's what I'm doing, because what has happened is people that I thought were my friends, what they've done, and I never even knew this term before.
What is it?
They threatened me first, and then they just did it.
What?
Because I didn't respond. They doxed me.
They doxed you? I mean, this is something completely...
It's a computer thing.
It's a computer thing? I never heard of it in my life. You're coming up with it's Joffrey. What circles you hang in the deep web of where all this stuff starts?
Well, it's a search for and publish a private or identifying information about a particular individual on the internet, typically in a malicious intent.
Oh, so what do they go and throw out all kinds of dirt on you?
They found out everything about me and my family, and they
to bring you down. You're one of them, but then you put up the wrong picture of the wrong person getting cracked across the head, and then they dox you, which means they just basically do a background check on every piece of dirt that any agency might have on you, dump it on the internet for all to see, to shame you. And so you've been doxed.
Yep.
And they found out about the whole thing of being arrested at the Kiss concert. They found the whole thing about you dressing up as a penis for show and tell. They found the whole thing out about how you groped a man on St. Patrick's Day in the restroom because you thought he was sick, but in fact he was drinking green beer, and it comes out that way. All of that stuff.
Which never bothered them before.
Well, guess what? It's a new world. You know what? It's a new world out there. And you, if you don't go with the right side, they'll dox you.
Well, and they're posting all over the place and putting things like racist exposed.
Yep.
And then they have my name, my address, my mugshot.
Yep.
And then they have my my donations
to any kind of
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah.
They have my donations to Howard Dean and to Bernie Sanders.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you said that they dug up your mugshot. That's a photo array of your mugshots, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's nothing much you can do about that there, Joffrey. You're them now. You're dirt. What is this? The 1950s? Except in reverse? My God. Sorry, Joffrey. You know what? I almost realize now this is really good reason that we should never have contact again. You're taboo. I don't want to be having you on this show and all that. Or there's a third way. There's a third way, Joffrey. Just tell them you're gay, and all will be forgiven.
Well, I think they assume that I am, but that doesn't protect me from anything.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hold on a second. Did you print me out a spam email?
No. No, I did not. I think you know what that is. That'll be later on today.
I just thought you might get a kick out of that. Start to show off with a laugh.
No spam email. There's no laughing around here.
Why?
Did you? And I don't want you asking questions. I printed out the Wayback stuff, too. And because it's so old,
oh my God,
it's a different font.
Yeah, I can barely read that.
Yeah, I know. But that's the way they made him that year. Just to get things all squared away. How was everybody's weekend, everybody?
Oh, just great.
Haney, how was your weekend?
It was very nice, Dan.
Okay, thank you. Junior, how was your weekend?
I mean, it was all right.
What's the matter? Was a problem?
I'm just tired.
From the weekend.
Yeah,
from the weekend, yeah.
He was out partying.
You know, the weekend's supposed to be the opposite of that, where you get your rest.
Sure.
I really didn't do too much this weekend for the simple reason that I thought, of course it changed day by day, that I thought this hurricane with the unpronounceable name was going to at least bring rain.
Yeah, well, what is that about? What is that name about?
I don't know. Can you say the name?
Isaias? I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was going to bring at least rain and wind. I'm not going to plan to and make any plans.
Well,
I watched a lot of 90 Day Fiancé Safe at Home or whatever it's called.
Well, what did it do to the other coast? Because I talked to my mom, you know, she gets worried about the storm. And so I stayed on the phone with her for a while telling her, you know, it's a rain event.
And which I guess it kind of was. It stayed off the coast, although they had winds and they had Matt Deficit from Wink. Is that his name? Matt Devitt.
Matt Devitt.
Defect?
I call him Matt Deficit. They had him over in Fort Pierce.
Why?
So that he could have the white caps in the background on the ocean and make a good tape.
Oh. Because I was going to say, there's probably plenty of B-roll footage and people standing. I mean, you know, Weather Channel's probably got, you know, three or four guys out there.
So, but here's the deal. It swings by Florida on the East Coast. Doesn't make landfall, I guess, but now is swooping up the coastline. Now that Carolina's got to worry about it.
So it's cleared Florida now?
Because
I knew that some bitch was moving at a clip.
This morning it was like Jackson. They were talking about Jacksonville.
So was there any damage on the East Coast?
No.
No power?
Nothing.
Problems?
No problem.
That is awesome.
But now it's going to go up the, and then it's going to hug the coast.
Well, then it's going to hit New York and New Jersey, where evidently
it's going to be hell on earth.
As hot as the water is off the coast of Florida, it's hotter right outside New Jersey and New York, where it could really gain strength.
Yep. That's what they're saying. It's picking up speed because it never hit land.
And as much as we don't need that, I cannot imagine de Blasio's New York dealing with a storm on top of everything else.
Oh, I guess the name of the storm.
Will that increase or decrease rioting, do you think, Stan?
Increase. Oh, you knock down a few buildings and power, the looting goes nuts. How do you say it, Junior, the storm's name? It's a biblical name. There was a time, and Haney remembers this too, I think, There was a time, I don't know when it changed, that hurricanes were always named after women.
Yeah, they were names like Donna.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Gladys, Carol.
And then they started, I guess, they weren't able to find the women's names because they started getting used up, and you ended up with stuff like Isidore.
Because once, I guess, once a storm, a big
what
storm,
they do?
Then they retire the name.
And then they started using men's names, and yep. What are they, just issued a baby book? A book of baby names?
Yeah, what do you know?
It's pronounced Isaias.
Oh,
Isaias.
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it? How is that again?
Isaias.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Smooth, very smooth.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it's pronounced. Isaias.
And so my wife was asking me, has there ever been a Hurricane Stan? I said, I don't think so. They don't get that far down the list. They have, they'll go and put an S storm out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't get that far down the list.
Has there ever been S storms before?
But it wasn't a year for Stan.
No.
What?
There actually was a Hurricane Stan.
When?
It says October 2005.
That just button hook and spun around in the Atlantic.
Yeah, it was a tiny one.
Yeah, it didn't do anything.
Tiny
what,
one.
What year?
It was from October 1st, 2005 to October 5th, 2005.
Oh, okay, so it just went whoop.
Yep. Pew. All right, we're gonna
when you really gotta worry is when Hurricane Haney comes.
Oh, you better believe it. See, and that's up high. That's in early letters.
Well, to give you an idea, this one, we just hit August. And we've got an I storm. We could make it to the S storm this year easily.
Well, the thing is, I want everybody to remember when we got hit with our big storms. It's in September. September is the time when we got a lot of S storms.
Remember Hurricane Wilma?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. It made it way down the list, didn't it? Wilma. Yeah. We did a concert for that.
And then I think there was probably an Xavier and Yanni and a Zed.
I don't know. Zed's dead. I don't know if it made it that far. I don't know.
If it made it to Wilma.
Yeah, well, you're down to the W's.
And we're past I, and that was achieved in July. And I think...
Wait a second. This was an E hurricane.
I thought it was Isaias.
Does it start with an E?
It starts with an I.
Okay, this texture was wrong. How do you spell it?
I-S-A-I-A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H-I.
We're into 9. That's number 9. Mm-hmm. How many letters are in the alphabet? 30?
Now, to put it in perspective, what we thought was an especially bad year back in 1979, and the only storm we ever evacuated for was Hurricane David, which happened around Labor Day.
Yeah, that was a doozy. David, and that's, again, a D early on.
Well, that was a D at, Labor Day?
Yeah.
Which is...
September.
Yeah. And we're on I's in August 1st.
Yeah, see, a lot of the ones that go buzzing around out in the Atlantic, they get named and then they go away.
Saturday night.
It's all right for fighting. Everything was fine Saturday.
Well, remember, Stan, I don't think that's true under COVID. I think you have to have all kinds of special taping, and it's just not worth it if you're going to fight on Saturday night.
Look at these people.
Gallery?
That year, Wilma, it went out of the alphabet into the Roman reference. I don't know what that even means.
I think we did run out of names that
year.
Did
we?
Yes. I thought they just started back over again.
What was
again
that, 05?
I think it was 06.
06. I think you're right.
But Saturday night... The day was another ball breaker, extremely hot. And then as it got into the evening, that's when I knew there's some kind of tropical stalker in our neighborhood. And you know what it was? It dawned on me.
What was it?
I'm standing outside and going, it was such a hot day, but right now it's pleasant. Do you know what this is?
What?
This is a Caribbean breeze.
Yeah. What were you flashing a five at me for?
It was 2005. It happened a week and a half after Hurricane Stan.
Really? And then came Wilma?
Wilma, yeah.
What is that? S to W?
I think what I'm thinking about is when we did the benefit concert. That's why it's associated with those
things. We did two of them, didn't we?
I know I got at least one piece of memorabilia, and it's stamped 06.
Okay.
So that's why I associate it with 06. But
we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
By the time we got around to doing something about it, it was well into the next year.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. We're going to have the audio grab bag for you. Local beat in about 30 hour from now. Another edition of Stan's Password. We're going to get two people on the line, play Password. And then later on today, a trip into the Wayback Machine.
I need your help, Stan.
What?
I'm getting very discouraged.
Well, you shouldn't.
I was just trying to explain to Junior the very basics of investing. Have you seen the market today, by the way?
I have not. Are they up?
Little bit.
All right, good. It's helping me.
When we go to break, I'll show you.
Okay.
But a good day. And you know, those are relatively rare by our definition of good. And so I was trying to show him, and much like we went over with you buying Amazon, just the very basics that you buy something with the hope that it will appreciate in value. And when it's a company like, you know, Microsoft or Amazon, it's a pretty good bet that those companies are going to continue to be prosperous and get bigger. So if you buy them at a certain price and you've, quote unquote, done your research, wink, wink, or if you're like Stan and I and you got a hot pair of dice and you figure out how to divine what they're telling you.
Yeah, because mine have come up snake eyes before.
So when you buy something for a dollar, and then all of a sudden that same thing is worth $5, but what if you only have 50 cents and you want to buy something that's a dollar?
Well, there's several platforms right now that will allow you to buy a portion of a stock.
Yeah, or you can put 50 cents in your account and they go, well, if you're good for 50 cents... How about this? With your 50 cents and our dollar, then you can buy it.
Yeah.
Now, you take the responsibility if it goes up or down. If it makes money, that's your money. But if it loses, you lose. But somebody with 50 cents would never be able to invest in anything. Is it making, can you see the no sale in his eyes?
He's too young to understand this stuff. I look back when I was his age, and I was too young.
You were buying the Argentinian phone company
then,
weren't you?
I bought a Blue Martini, which was a penny stock. I think it was going for like 35 cents, and then ballooned to $75 a share. I said, let's keep it. And then all of that dot-com stock just fell through, and it became worthless.
What company was Blue Martini?
It was a Silicon Valley place.
Oh, so it was just a made-up name. It had nothing to do with martinis.
It had nothing to do with martinis. But it got up to $75.
And then didn't you have that clearly Canadian?
Sure did. That was a penny stock and was like in the hundreds of dollars a share. And I forgot about it and finally called the guy who was my broker at the time. Didn't I bought clearly Canadian? Ooh, you should have sold it about a year ago. It's now worthless.
And then you demanded to know the numbers and know just how badly you effed up.
Bad.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. Grab bag.
But you know what they say, Stan?
Yeah.
C'est la vie.
Yeah. Even a blind hog find acorn every now and again. And c'est la vie.
You get these days you gotta look out for yourself. Yeah. Nobody's gonna take care of you. You gotta figure these things out.
Are you fed up if you've started to travel again and start wondering, is this airline going to require me to wear a mask? What is their protocols?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Worry no more.
Hey there, it's Captain Eric from No Mask Airways.
At No Mask Airways, our customers never have to wear a mask. We feel so strongly in your right to do whatever you want, regardless of the impact on others, we've removed all safety features from our aircraft. On other airlines, cigarette is a bad word. Not on No Mask Airways.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the smoke 'em if you got 'em sign. Please feel free to light up.
Seatbelt schmeatschmelts. On NMA, you'll literally fly by the seat of your pants because we no longer offer seatbelts. In case of a water landing, well, good luck, because we've removed all flotation devices. As far as sharp objects,
I want
our flight attendants
company.
Have as many as you want.
And in the unlikely event of a loss of cabin pressure, an oxygen mask will not be released from the overhead panel.
I mean, we are No Mask Airways. Hold your breath. At No Mask Airways, we say no way to blocking your airway.
No Mask Airways, we're all gonna die someday.
There we go. I like it. Book me a flight.
You ask anybody in that industry, and most of what they do as far as safety features is nothing more than theater.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the flotation device.
Yeah. How long has that been under your seat? And will it hold air? You don't know.
Even when Sully landed on the Hudson, I don't think a lot of people had their airline flotation devices.
I don't think so. It seems like the most popular word on reality TV shows now. Everybody's using it, and I'm sick of it. Amazing.
There's an epidemic in America. It's the amazing overuse of the word amazing. Here are examples from three recent TV shows.
Adele looks so amazing.
Wow.
She looks so amazing.
Good for her.
She looks so amazing.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh, look at this tub.
Isn't that amazing? Your walk-in closet.
Oh, this is amazing.
This is amazing.
This is amazing.
You can help stop the overuse of the word amazing by using words like incredible, stunning, wonderful, or marvelous. Your help would be...
incredible.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and amazing.
Yeah, I like awesome.
Yeah.
I like awesome because the definition of awesome is supposed to be something that awes you. It's overwhelming, and we turn it into just a garbage word. Awesome. Mm. That's awesome, man. Good for you.
Did you see the footage of this? A very disturbed man jumped onto the hood of a semi-truck driving here in Florida on I-95 on the other coast.
Yeah, but
let go.
But didn't he bring a hammer with him when he jumped on?
The trucker was trying to shake him loose.
And he was trying to crack in the windshield.
Somebody posted the video.
Florida be like, oh my God! Yo!
Now that would be like Duel 2. Always good to incriminate yourself on camera.
Yeah, naturally.
Isn't that how Seinfeld ended up in jail?
Yeah, they videotaped.
I still don't know what happened there because it wasn't like the truck almost hit the man as he was walking. The man had his own vehicle, got out of the vehicle, jumped onto the truck, and then the truck drove off.
I don't know, and very little details. And when I went to look for the video myself, they had a few. But the one that we used here, it's just somebody on the phone. It's not like a news story.
Supposedly, he drove for 10 miles on top of that semi.
Right. You're exaggerating.
That's amazing.
It was 9 miles.
Oh, amazing. I'm sorry.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But I guess the story just ends with he was taken to get the help he needs.
Right. Follow me on this one. It's disturbing. So disturbing that when you look at the pictures online, it's pixelated.
Well, that's when you know you're seeing something good, right?
A 45-year-old guy in the UK had a blood infection in 2014. And his junk fell off.
What?
Had a blood infection.
It doesn't just fall off.
It fell off.
The whole thing?
Most of it. Doctors said he had two options. They could either work with what he had left, or build him a new unit and graft it onto his arm until it could be transplanted into his groin.
What?
He opted for the second option, the attaching it to his arm, and it worked. But, you know, costs a lot of money.
What the heck? This whole story is...
He hasn't been able to have a follow-up surgery because he's got other health reasons that are more important.
But
so he's been...
So this whole thing started with he's minding his own business and it just fell off.
Yeah, blood infection. So he's been living with his appendage hanging off of his forearm for 4 years now.
I actually asked my doctor if they could do anything, and they said, yeah, they could. And what I was going to do is basically what was left, just wrap it up like a sausage roll. So I said, well, forget about that procedure. Then I got another letter through saying about another procedure, which was this one here.
I can't do nothing. I can't go down the shops with a T-shirt on. I can't go swimming with the kids. I can't.
What's he saying?
Do you have a nickname for it?
Jimmy.
Something about shops?
Yeah.
Is that it?
He has a name for it. It's called Jimmy.
Yeah, he's kind of holding it back a little bit.
Yeah, he's got it lifted up there. So it's
also, it sticks out.
Yes, it's hanging there.
You kind of see the base of it there.
Right.
I thought it would be, you know, under the skin.
No, it's grafted to his forearm to get a good blood supply, and it's hanging there. His Johnson is on his arm. His Java Jones.
For 4 years.
Yes. Get ready, Haney. Get ready for this one. This is great. When this stuff goes, this is great. A wedding video has surfaced. Happened, I guess, a few years ago. Where a mom at the ceremony starts yelling at the bride because of what she said about her son right in the middle of the vows.
So the mother of the bride is upset at the bride?
No. It would be her future once they say
mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Is upset at the woman for talking about her son.
Right. And all hell breaks loose. Right during, I mean, they're up there holding hands. She's in white. They're saying the vows, and Mama has to speak up.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
You can leave.
No, I don't have to leave. That dress you're wearing, we've
Let's calm down. Let's calm down.
You're not going to ruin my
You are not going to say my son has flaws.
Wow.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving. That dress you're wearing, I paid for.
Get out.
I'm not getting out. Try it, and I'll have you arrested.
Tony, get her out of here. This is not right.
This is not.
I'm not leaving.
Let's just calm down. We don't need this.
I don't want to hear any flaws about
All right.
And that right there is the nightmare of many. The day of a wedding.
You're not going to ruin my day.
You may not consider yourself an actor. If somebody asks you, go, hey, I'm no Larry Olivier. But on the day of a wedding, everyone remotely involved is calling on their best acting skills that they possess. Now, you may not process it as acting, but you are repressing anything negative. You're repressing any discomfort that you have, and everything is just wonderful. And all you're allowed is that one thought, it'll be over soon.
Yep.
And then you can go back to the hotel.
Mama couldn't hold it. Here's something beautiful.
And then...
Taney?
No, think about it. Because the guy's standing there with his wife-to-be and his mother, and he already has now been forced to intervene.
Yeah. Well, he had to. Two long-lost sisters found each other.
Well, they love their sisters.
After more than 50 years, because of the pandemic, 53-year-old Bev Borrow works at a care facility in Fremont, Nebraska, and saw her 73-year-old sister, Doris, on her patients list. Doris recently beat the virus and was there recovering. They have been trying to track each other down for decades and haven't been able to.
I was pretty sick, yeah. I almost experienced death.
I see her name on the board here, and I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, oh my God, I think this is my sister. And she goes, that's my daddy. And I pointed at myself, knowing she's hard of hearing, and going, that's mine too.
She said, I am your sister, Bev. And I nearly fell out of the chair, and I just burst it into tears. It was just a happy feeling to find my sister. It's been 53 years since I've seen her when she was a baby.
Oh, and the next thing I did was got out my checkbook and signed it all over to her. And then I found out I got another sister in here, and I give her my jewelry. Yeah.
The great Wilfred Brimley passed away, 85 years old.
And as you pointed out many times, an incredible career, but an odd career.
Played an old guy most of his career. Here's just a little sample. He's 85. And when he was making movies like Cocoon, and he was younger than us, I think. But here's some of the work of one of our favorites. For as long as Haney and I can remember, he was one of our favorites, Wilfred Brimley.
I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Arse, what are you talking about?
Let me tell you something, John. Next time you send one of them peddlers over to my house, I'm going to fill his caboose full of rock salt, and he can thank you for that.
You know, when I was a kid and got a hold of a nickel, I thought I was rich. Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal. Cost you one nickel and four pennies.
It's just the kind of stuff the FBI could use for coercion, Mitch. So you watch yourself. I'll do the best I can to protect you. And I know you'll do your best to protect the firm.
Did you ever play organized ball in your life?
I used to play in high school.
Freddie, you used to play in high school. That's nice.
I guess me and your grandma are going away.
Where to?
Well, that's not important. What's important is that when we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
I ride in my little red wagon.
Yeah.
You are my sweetheart to be.
He was great. Wilfred Brimley. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And that one speech about the little lady going to the mailbox.
There in the firm. It was one of the all-time classics. She goes looking for her good housekeeping and finds these.
Looking forward to this month's featured recipe.
Finds these, Mitch. Not good. Not good. When we come back, we'll have the local beat for you.
Yeah, if you don't understand what happened with Jeffrey Epstein, just watch The Firm. It'll explain it all to you.
Yes. But I also have an interesting musical treat for you regarding the 40th anniversary of Caddyshack. Something that you have not musically heard before arranged this way. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to have the local beat for you in just a little bit. But I told you before we took the break at the end of the grab bag, something that you've never heard on the radio before, and something that we all know. And it has to do with the movie Caddyshack, one of the greatest sports films ever made this summer. As you know,
one of the greatest comedy films.
Yeah. 40th anniversary this summer. And most people are familiar with the theme, I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins.
Ain't nobody worried about me.
The original single was released 3 weeks before the movie came out.
Massive hit.
And became a top 10 hit with, I didn't know that, with cameo vocals from Eddie Money? I didn't know that.
I thought it was Michael McDonald was involved somehow.
But, yep. But there is a different mix from the movie soundtrack that begins with harmony vocals, golf course water sprinklers. It's never been heard on the radio before until now because of the 40th anniversary. Here's the movie version of I'm All Right.
Guest on this show, Kenny Loggins.
Yep.
For that matter, so was Jim Messina.
Yep. And Eddie Money.
Eddie Money's on this?
That's what they said on the original single, cameo by Eddie Money. I never knew that.
Me neither. Well, there was a lot going on then. We couldn't keep track of it all.
So there you go. There was the theatrical version.
And
release.
We spotted Eddie.
Yep, spotted him right there. Cameo appearance by the money man himself, Eddie Money. All right, let's do some the local beat. I'm not going to do the one Junior handed me. You can find that at the bottom of a birdcage, okay? Collier County Commission candidate arrested faces cocaine possession charge, deputies say. So,
my understanding is that it was a wedding reception.
Yeah.
He was over... No, wait a second. No, that's a different guy. No.
That guy was the guy that was running for governor. Local beat. This has made national news. And it involves a person not more than an eighth of a mile from us.
Stan, all it takes to make national news is to have the hashtag Florida Man.
Yep.
And it goes national.
Yep. Or hashtag too hot for Instagram.
Yeah, that's ours.
But our local outlets had the story, but you have to be a subscriber. So I went to the Palm Beach Post and got the story.
Yeah, because you got your one of three articles, free articles
there.
So
Palm Beach Post was fine with that. Headline, Florida man once bitten by alligator gets bit by 8-foot lemon shark while on vacation in the Keys. Justin Stuller was looking forward to relaxing in the Florida Keys, fishing, lobstering, and swimming with his wife and kids, along with his extended family and friends. Old hoop-de-doo down there in the Keys.
Yeah, he's all right. Ain't nobody worried about
him.
Right.
Until a shark bit him. There have been a lot of shark bites this summer.
Uh-huh.
A lot of shark bites.
Wonder what Fauci makes of that.
Yeah. Well, he's now suggesting you wear a mask in your own home.
To protect you from yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. Stuller, 38, who along with his brothers and wife own Estero River Outfitters kayak and canoe livery right down the road here. He's now sporting 2 dozen stitches and a small limp after he tangled with an 8-foot lemon shark this past Wednesday off Snipes Point in the Keys.
Where's that? I imagine it's related to snipe hunting somehow, yeah. But...
You ever been snipe hunting?
Oh!
Me, I've been.
Yep. Junior, you ever been snipe hunting?
You guys offered to take me, but you haven't heard anything.
I'll take you this weekend.
Thanks, man.
You'll never forget it.
No, you don't. You won't forget that. Will you look at a map and tell me where Snipes Key is? So I can see in relations to Key West, Isle Mirada,
Marathon,
Largo. Take down the picture of the two sisters that haven't seen themselves in 50 years.
Trying to find the right one for you.
And bring up an effing map of the Keys.
Anywhere near Sombrero Reef?
Yeah, anywhere near there.
There's your effing map.
I think it's...
It's in the red.
Oh, Haney.
Well, the way he's got the map, it's outside the bounds of the screen, so yeah. I can't really tell.
Okay.
But it looks to me, if I could see the whole map...
If you could.
Can you zoom out?
No, you can't.
Oh, no, that's all there is.
Okay.
Well, based on what I can see...
Yeah.
See, I don't know what this is a map of. Is this a map of the entire Keys? Is this a map of the mid-Keys?
It looks like a map of the Grand Canyon. I don't know what that is.
It looks to me, if I had to guess, that it's lower Keys.
Anywhere near Penny Camp?
No, Penny Camp's all the way up.
All right, let's go. Well, all right, hold on.
That's right by Key West.
Thank you. He was bitten by the 8-footer lemon shark Wednesday off Snipes Point in the Keys. Now, Stuller is an experienced diver, certified since the age of 12.
Dare I say we might be dealing with a waterman?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, without a doubt. He had spotted injured fish in the rocks under the water and went to retrieve it. There's where your problem is. It was too small, not a keeper, he said Sunday from the Estero River Outfitters on 41. He went back to put it into the rocks and away from his wife and kids who were swimming nearby. I put it in a hole, and right before I surfaced, wham! The shark got him. He said, I felt the skin...
Rammed him?
Yeah. He said, I felt the skin more than the shark. It rolled over, and I saw it swimming away. Stuhler said...
Nobody. So the shark was probably mad he took his fish.
Yeah. Stuhler said nobody noticed anything at first until he surfaced and started yelling. Friend and co-worker, good guy Jake Dorn, was swimming nearby. I was about 50 feet away. I heard him yelling, Dorn said. Stuhler's first thought was for his family and friends. Quote, my wife and kids were swimming, he said. So they got them out of the water. On the boat, Stuhler, his wife, and friends got a look at the 5 to 6 inch bite just below his knee, as well as a few other puncture marks above the knee and on the back of his leg. That they strike fast and they do damage. He said his wife, Kristen, was looking over his shoulder when he took his hands away from the wound and let out a gasp when she saw the damage. He said her first words were, we're going to the hospital. Until that point, Stuhler said they had been having a fantastic time. They limiting out on their mini season of spiny lobster. The Estero resident said he makes sure he keeps a complete medical and first aid kit on board and had plenty of gauze and pressure bandages to stem the bleeding. He says, I tied it off and actually lost very little blood. It was pretty deep, but no bone. I was very lucky, no tendons. Yeah, you're lucky like that. Everyone stayed calm, he said. Even his 4-month-old, 2-year-old, and 10-year-old children. I was thinking, I've got 3 kids on a boat. I have to stay calm. If that happened to Laika Jr., he'd be thrashing and screaming and yelling.
Sounds about right.
Gotta stay calm.
Have you ever been injured, Junior?
Have I ever been injured? Yeah.
And what happened?
I was on my dad's boat on the hitch when I was a little kid, probably about like three or four years old.
Yeah.
And he raised the hitch up, so my feet didn't touch the ground anymore, and I was trying to get off, and I fell down, and there was a stick poking out of the ground and stabbed me through the arm here. I have a big scar kind of right here.
And do you remember your thoughts at that time?
No.
Because he was crying.
I was like 3, 4.
Oh,
yeah,
that
I was
don't
crying.
Count. You forget those.
And I had to go to the hospital and everything. It was bad.
So you didn't cry?
Yeah. I would probably still cry today.
Okay. Well, I think that's what we're getting at.
Right.
That you'd still scream like a girl.
Have you been injured more recently when you were more in control of your own senses?
I was seeing this girl about... this time last year, and she did one of those jump and run hugs, you know, like that they do all cutesy like in the movies.
Yeah,
she ended up like tackling me, and I scraped up my knee really good.
And what'd you do?
I cried like a baby,
like a small child,
like a little girl.
Yeah, like an infant.
Did she fix it for you?
She wiped it up and put a bandage on it.
Kiss the boo-boo and make it all better.
Yeah, she put a bandage on it, and then the next day it scabbed up to the bandage, and I had to rip it off.
Yeah.
And then I cried even harder.
Have you seen her since?
No.
Right on.
I guess you just weren't the man she thought you were.
After getting stitched up at Florida Keys Memorial Hospital on Stock Island... For which Justin had nothing but kind words to say.
Now, did they change names, or is that different than Fisherman's Hospital?
Fisherman's Friend?
No, Fisherman's Hospital, that might be in Marathon, yeah. Never mind.
He went out the next day as a captain, not a diver. Stuhler said he has encountered sharks before on similar trips.
And he's positive it was a lemon shark.
Yeah. Some have even snatched fish he speared as he swam back to the boat, but he's never been bitten before. At least not by a shark. This is where it comes.
Barracuda.
He did get bitten by an alligator. And a spider. And I guess he's got scars on his legs from both of them.
Where'd you get bit by the alligator, doesn't say?
It doesn't say here. Stuhler said he thinks the shark was just interested in the fish he had just stowed on the seabed that prompted the lemon shark to bite.
Well, you don't get between somebody and their food.
That's right. And you know what? If I was on that boat, yeah, take the dinghy, get him off to Stock Island, get him to the hospital. I'm on the hunt for that lemon shark. And I'm going to go with a knife and fillet him right so he can see it. See, take a look, lemon shark.
Hold up some of the innards while it's still aware.
It's still alive, and then let the rest of the sharks get him.
So you would land the shark.
Yes.
You would then disembowel the shark.
Yes.
And then release it.
Yes.
So that its compatriots could see that it's mortally wounded and ready to be consumed.
Yep. Let them have at it.
So what you'd like to see is a frenzy directed towards that shark by its own kind.
It's called revenge.
To let that shark know what it feels like.
Yep.
And then he'll learn.
Yep, before the lights go out. When we come back.
So you're thinking.
Yes.
That right before the lights go out on that shark, as it's being brutally consumed alive, its last thought will be, I shouldn't have bit that guy.
Precisely.
Well done, Stan.
Yep. Stan's password when we come back.
That's why you occupy a position of authority, Stan.
Two lucky Stan and Haney listeners going to go head-to-head in a game of Stan's password. A little different than the real game. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockbrook.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Junior, release the phones and get me two people that want to play Stan's password. A chance for $50 to the pewter mug. 277-9600. Two Stan and Haney listeners going to go head-to-head with Stan's password. We'll go over it once we get two people that want to play. 277-9600. K-Rock on August 7th. That's a Friday. Going to celebrate International Beer Day. You can join K-Rock and Mango Rita's on Fort Myers Beach, Latitude 78 in Cape Coral, South Street, and Big Head Tavern in Naples for this all-day celebration. We'll be giving away gift cards to use at our participating bars and restaurants. Plus, we'll be making stops at all four of our International Beer Day sponsors to give away T-shirts and Stan and Haney bumper stickers. Not in yet. Details at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. Stan's password. Here's how this is going to work.
Oh, man, I hate it when I got to look stuff up on the internet.
What are you talking about?
Well, because I found what I needed.
Yeah.
Which you need for your game.
Yeah, we've used it before.
But then it shows up, you know, other things you might like.
Yeah.
Scully's call of Gibson Memorial at bat.
No.
Boy, I would love to relive that.
I know, but we're playing Stan's password. I'm going to give you a category. Wait,
you want to talk about clutch, man.
Yep. I'm going to give you a category.
That's back when I liked baseball.
And then...
Nobody's watching it now.
No. Yeah, well, I am. Then clues. You're going to alternate. I'm going to give you clues, and you're going to alternate back and forth with the clues that you have, and I'm looking for an answer. If you guess the password, you'll get a point. Once we go through all of these, the one with the most points will get $50 to the pewter mug, the other a nice parting gift, a nice thank you for playing. Let's play Stan's password. There we go. I would hope without even asking, Junior has the bell and buzzer. I would without even asking. Let's find our first contestant who's on hold already. Ahoy, who's this?
My name is Brad.
Oh, why did you select him? Why did you select him?
Passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, why did you select him?
Why don't you give Scatter a chance?
Are you sober enough to play the game? And are you able to play it legitimately? If not,
one
I can go to...
One question at a time.
No, you're not able to play it legitimately. You're not. I'm sorry. I can't. Get me somebody else that wants to play. Because I'm not playing his routine. All right, let's see who we have now. Ahoy, who's this?
Carmelo.
Hey, Carmelo, how are you?
Good.
All right, Carmelo, you are contestant number one. Carmelo. Let's get your opponent on the line. Oh, I just disconnected. Get Carmelo back up. I just disconnected them both. Just these damn phones. Carmelo's in. Get Carmelo to call back.
Now, somehow that's Scatter's fault, right?
Yes, it is. Is that Carmelo?
No.
All right. This person will play, and then Carmelo will play if he calls back. Ahoy, who's... Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, would you like to play the game?
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, are you capable of playing the game?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jordan.
He's all right.
Okay. Did we get Carmelo?
Yep.
He's online too? All right. Carmelo, is that you?
I'm back.
Sorry, buddy. I pushed the wrong button. I hung up on you. Carmelo.
Well, Stan has fat fingers. Yeah, you can't blame him.
Say hi to Jordan, Carmelo.
Hey, Jordan. How's it going? Hey, what's up?
All right. Right on. I think Jordan's going to be just a real... He'll liven the whole place up.
Well, you wanted this.
All right. Yeah, I did. All right. Now, you're going to alternate with clues until the person guesses the right answer. Jordan, you're going to go first in round one. Carmelo, you will go first in round two, and then we'll alternate, okay?
Got it. Okay.
All right, Jordan, you will begin. The first category is a place. Your first clue is frigid. It's a place. Frigid. Any guess?
Alaska.
A good guess, incorrect. Jeez. Carmelo, here, I'm going to give you another clue, so you'll have two clues to work with, okay?
Okay.
Frigid and crowds.
Hockey arena.
Good guess, incorrect. All right, Jordan, third clue. It's a place. Frigid. Crowds, red. Jordan, frigid, crowds, red.
Russia.
More specific. Okay. Carmelo, you're going to get a fourth clue. Frigid, crowds, red. Kremlin.
Moscow.
You are absolutely correct. Carmelo's on the board with one match. We go to the second round. Carmelo, you're going to start this round.
All right.
The topic is food. A food. Your first clue, Carmelo. Wild.
I'll pass.
All right. Jordan, you got two clues now. Wild, steamed. Wild, steamed. It's a food.
What's the second word?
Steamed. S-T-E-A-M-E-D. Steamed.
Oyster.
Incorrect. Good guess, though. Buzzer? Jeez.
What if the hand holding was over?
Carmelo.
All right.
Three clues now. You've already got one match. It's a food. Wild, steamed, Asian. Wild, steamed, Asian.
Salmon.
Incorrect. Jordan, four clues. Wild, steamed, Asian, starch. Wild?
Edamame?
Incorrect. Don't look too deep into this. Carmelo.
I got it.
All right. Five clues, Carmelo. Wild, steamed, Asian, starch, grain.
Rice.
Carmelo's up 2-0. Oh, 2-0. All right. Don't worry, Jordan. You're going to start this round. Television show. Jordan, we will start with you. Crude. C-R-U-D-E. Crude.
Family Guy.
Incorrect. Good guess. I'm not saying that's a bad guess. It's not what we're looking for. Carmelo, you got two clues now. Crude Buddy. Crude Buddy.
I'll pass.
Jordan, three clues. Crude, buddy, wealthy.
So broad.
Yeah, well, that's the way when you first start with the clues, it is broad. Crude. And make sure that's used in the right tense. Or not the right frame. Buddy, wealthy.
2.5 minutes.
Incorrect. I think Haney knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelo, four clues. Crude, buddy, wealthy, hick. Crude, buddy, wealthy, hick.
Beverly Hillbillies?
You are absolutely correct. It is the Beverly Hillbillies. Up 3-0. The other clue on that one was family. All right.
Granny.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And her vittles. All right. We start with you, Carmelo. Think of these as instructions. Instructions for something.
Okay.
Your first clue, Carmelo. Pinch. Pinch, P-I-N-C-H, pinch.
Putting on a diaper?
Incorrect. Jordan, two clues. Pinch, dash. Pinch, dash.
Tobacco.
Incorrect. Again, instructions is what we're looking for. Carmelo, you go. Three clues. Pinch, dash, stir.
How to cook.
I said the category. Listen to what the category was. Instructions. It would be what?
Cookbook?
Incorrect. I guess you could find it in a book, but it's not a book.
Oh, I got it.
Jordan. Instruction, directions.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
Pinch, dash, stir, bake.
How to make a cake.
Incorrect. All right, Carmelo. I think you know what this is. And in fact, the category, one of the clues here, pinch, dash stir bake instructions.
Recipe.
Recipe, yes. Oh, Carmelo is on a roll. You see how the game's played, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm getting the hang of this one.
All right. Jordan, you begin with this one. It's a person. It is a person. Jordan, your first clue. Texas. Texas.
George W. Bush.
Good guess. Incorrect. But let's just say in the neighborhood. Carmelo. Texas intelligence. Texas.
George H.W. Bush.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. You're just flying through these. I'm going to tell you right now, Jordan. I would like to see you get one.
Mathematically.
Mathematically, there's no recovery for you on this one. But I'd like to at least see you get one. Carmelo does begin, though. This is, again, a food. Carmelo, your first clue. Large. Large.
I'll pass.
All right. Jordan, large green. Large green.
Watermelon.
Yes, there you go. I knew you'd get on the board. Nice job, Jordan. You got on the board. However, not even close. I mean, Carmelo just cleaned up on this. You were pretty good at this game, Carmelo.
I was going to say watermelon. I thought, let me give him a shot.
and a nice guy. And a nice guy. Would you like a consolation prize, Jordan?
Sure.
All right. I think we either got a back scratcher for you or a raincoat. Hold on. I think so. So he's on line one. Carmelo, nice job.
Yep.
I'm glad we didn't lose you. And we were able to get you back on the show because you just picked yourself up $50 to the pewter mug for playing Password.
Hey, that's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy. I'm going to put you on hold. Junior's slow at getting winners and stuff like that, so if you can hold on for about a minute, minute and a half, he'll get to you.
Yeah, we're working with him on what they call comprehension.
Yeah.
A little longer processing.
Yeah, a little bit longer. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Nice job. Nice job by him. Were you able to get those pretty easily?
Some of them.
Just to wrap up all the clues, it was George H.W. Bush, person. Texas intelligence, Reagan, father, 41. George H.W. Bush, the intelligence, he was head of the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Went to his grave with a lot of secrets.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If one is inclined to believe that there is such a thing as the Illuminati,
yeah,
obviously you've seen the stuff happening with Epstein, which makes people nervous. I also saw something that wasn't widely reported, but King Juan Carlos has fled Spain. Now, at 82...
Difficult to travel.
You've been king of a country for four decades, and at the age of 82, you flee.
Yeah.
Tells me that maybe the good guys are winning a little bit.
I hope so. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, also your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, the Wayback Machine, and we're going way back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach it in my conversion story, which you can get.
how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Yeah, can you imagine if Jack Van Impe was still alive today? Him and his, what was his wife's name? Rexilla? I think it was something like that. And he was like a TV preacher. 1974.
That is the year.
All hell's going to break loose.
Boy, it turns out he was right.
Why? What happened in 74?
Well, that's when things started going downhill.
Okay. Fair enough. We're going to get you updated on traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In about 30 minutes, we're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine. And this one goes way back. I think this has to be the earliest we've gone back as far as Casey Kasem's American Top 40. This goes back to his, and I won't give you the year, but it goes back to the first year he started American Top 40. I think we have songs just out of the top 10, 15 through 11.
Yeah, this is actually stressing the Wayback Machine.
It is. I don't know that it can go back any further. It's about as far back as it can go. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, we do have technicians standing by.
Yes. Yes.
But the way back is generally more reliable than the telephone. Yeah. So
we'll have to find out. We'll tell you where we're going in just a little bit. Looking at the board, nothing being reported in the last 2 hours.
That does not mean
that there's not something going on out there. It's just that Traffic Central, they're having what they call a siesta. They're taking a break.
And that storm is booking it. It's like around Charleston now.
Yeah. It's going to go right up and cut through and affect everybody in New England.
I guess New York is already trying to put extra assets in as far as pumping stations.
Yeah, you don't know. You got to realize when Hurricane Sandy went up there, it brushed the east coast of Florida. We dodged another bullet, and it kept going up the coast. And you saw what happened there on the Jersey Shore when that thing came through.
And they got warm water up there.
Yep. Keeping an eye on it. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay. You all right over there?
No. We talked about this earlier during the grab bag. A very bizarre story out of England. A gentleman whose junk fell off.
Yeah, it fell off.
Had a procedure that involves growing a new package on his arm.
Yeah, right there on the forearm. Good blood supply.
It's finally happened.
What?
You can't say you weren't warned. The first murder hornet in the United States has been successfully captured in Washington State.
Yep. They found him in a trap. Murder Hornet, U.S. of A.
And finally, Dateline Clearwater, Florida.
Right up the street.
A man with a backpack full of drugs flees a crash and decides his best course of action is to hide in the local fire station. Never look for him there.
It's the last place they'd look. So obvious.
He outwitted himself.
Yeah, but he did.
These stories and much, much more Unfortunate Nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You all right over there? Everything?
Not okay. At all, no.
I hear a lot of shuffling around there. And
well,
I don't get that. Usually you're not like that.
No, it's because my attention was taken by the way back, which normally I already have situated, but because you insisted on that particular music theme, it took away my ability to manipulate that, and then I realized, oh, it's 4 o'clock.
What? Laughter? Can we have a little bit of laughter? Where's my... There we go. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi,
ladies.
What, are they ignoring you?
Who?
You said hi, ladies, and I didn't hear anything back.
Hi.
Oh, there they are.
He played it. Are you okay?
No.
Are you okay right now? I'm concerned.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Just take a moment. Everything's fine.
Okay.
I know where I am.
Okay.
I'm right here at the the Wilmington 5th Street Convention Center, right? I know that's a joke.
Yeah. Let's just gather our thoughts and have a little laughter here.
With
the 4 o'clock flip.
Look, I think the critical thing is over $55 billion we've tried, and I've been pushing this.
I know. That's what's going through your head. Let's go.
What's really going through my head, Stan?
Yeah. I don't know if I would. You're volunteering it. I don't know if I want to pursue it.
I'm just wondering if there's hope for me.
There's plenty of hope for you.
Because you found the love of your life at the age of 58.
I was younger than that. You realize next month it's a year anniversary for my wife and I, wedding anniversary? A year.
Oh, thank God that's over.
It was a year ago.
That year took so much out of me.
And then you had 2020, and look what it's done to you.
Started out hot damn. And
yeah. Becomes this.
Well, I bring this up because 59-year-old Sean Penn married 28-year-old Layla George over the weekend. She is the daughter of Greta Sacchi and Vincent D'Onofrio.
Really?
Vincent, incidentally, is... Come on, folks. He's a full year older than Sean Penn.
Yeah.
And they seem happy.
Sure.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things to consider before marrying a much older man.
Ladies, top things to consider when marrying a much older man.
Does he have children to contest the will? Will every conversation start with you having to say, "Do you remember my name, dear?"
She's done that.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
See, if my wife's done that, who am I?
Am I cool with everyone we meet, assuming I'm his daughter? Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Will there be any room left for my vehicle after the Buick?
It's a good, safe car. It's a good, nice electric.
Oh, you're talking about my Riviera, huh? Am I skilled in knowing how to pop a tennis ball and place it on the end of a walker?
I'm waiting for the day I can get a jazzy.
You and me will race.
Yes!
Well, there's really two questions that go together.
Yeah.
A, is he as rich as he says he is? Mm. And B, is he as sick as the doctor says he is?
Oh, my God! Oh!
Am I okay not knowing if the moaning during sex is from pain or pleasure?
Maybe a combo of both.
Am I prepared for a priest to perform our marriage and then last rites in the same week?
I think she's dead.
And finally, the top thing to consider before marrying a much older man.
Yes.
So, can I go out after he goes to bed at 8:30, or am I just supposed to hang around the house?
Shame.
Bring out your
shame.
Bring out your shame.
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 Shame. Bring out your shame.
Shame.
Bring out your...
And that, my friends, is before. Everything's fine.
Up in the building.
Everything's fine. Shame. Everything's great. No, shame. There's no problem.
Shame.
It's fine.
All right, email time. Might be some hurt feelings today. I don't know. Let's just go with it here. This is from our friend.
Let's be clear. Our goal is not hurt feelings.
No, it's never been our goal to hurt anybody's feelings. Sometimes the truth stings, but it's not our intent to hurt feelings. Look, I'm not looking for trouble. Haney's not looking for trouble.
Hey, speaking of hurt feelings, how great was that to see the boats with the Trump flags when they splashed down?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, I did. First time. This is amazing. I'm so proud. This is the first time in 45 years that an American spaceship has splashed down in the water. Because the shuttle landed on a runway. Those three parachutes splashed down wasn't since the Apollo Soyuz back in 75 that you got to see something that spectacular.
Yeah, well, there's a hurricane on the East Coast. We'll just plop them in the Gulf.
In the Gulf. Our friend Carlos. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, a few weeks back, I really enjoyed the segment when you were discussing the old animatronic-looking movies and creature features. I remember being a kid and waking up early just to see those films, along with the Warner Brothers cartoons, the good old days. I really enjoy your show. I know you do, Carlos. Peace and God bless you both. And God bless America. You rock and roll. Your pal, Carlos. You guys rock.
Thank you, Carlos. And we do rock. And we'll continue rocking as long as possible.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, this weekend I was thinking that Junior needs a lesson in the Marxist agenda.
Well, I think he's been well educated on that.
Oh, yes, he sure has. I think, what?
You gotta be kidding me.
Now, this is The Guardian.
You know that stuff inside and out, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, then why are you acting the way you act?
Because every time The Guardian brings up my name, he's going to be attacking me.
About your Marxist agenda.
Oh,
Let me start again.
Jesus.
Hurt feeling.
Yeah, I told you, we're not looking for this. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, this weekend I was thinking that Junior needs a lesson in the Marxist agenda.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't agree with you guys or myself, but he better start. Someone needs to show him exactly what their agenda involves. Not that he will listen, but it's worth a try to save his soul. So I nominate Haney. He's tried, Guardian. Haney's talked until he's blue in the face. I nominate Haney to be his teacher. Of course, if he's a typical Marxist, he won't listen because the others don't want to hear the truth.
No.
So, Junior, if you are willing to listen to Haney, you may just learn something. This is not a knock on Junior, just his way of thinking. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
I appreciate the sentiment, Guardian, but yeah. I'm worn out.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like talking to a brick wall.
Junior, would you at least agree that I've tried?
You have definitely tried, yes.
It's just had no effect.
No, it goes right over.
Yep, right through.
Yeah.
There you go, Guardian.
Right through the breeze between the years.
Yep.
Oof. Shame. We're going to take a break. You got... Hold on. Wait a second. You got to get a little bit of that? There we go.
Shame!
Okay. Way back machine.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead!
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Moments away from jumping into the Wayback Machine, and we're going way back. We'll tell you about it in just a second. Also want to remind you, coming soon, free tickets for Busch Gardens Summer Nights running now through August 16th. Feel the spark after dark at Busch Gardens Summer Nights. Stay tuned. We'll have your tickets for the Summer Nights at Busch Gardens soon. Soon. Naples Nissan has done it again. How does $6,000 in cash sound? Right in your hand.
That, yes, please.
And a
thank
brand,
you.
And a brand new Nissan in your driveway.
$6,000 cash and a brand new Nissan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds perfectly reasonable.
Go on over to Naples Nissan, consider it done. And you've heard right. Purchase a new Nissan, and they'll put $6,000 in cash in your hand. Plus, you can select from over hundreds of new Nissan models. Take that $6,000, pay off bills, take a vacation.
What if I want
some home improvements?
What if I want to take that $6,000 and... Make a social media video of me making it rain.
You, if that's what you want to do. And remember, no fear. Naples Nissan, their facility, their vehicles, continually being sanitized. And the whole team is committed to following all the CDC and local government guidelines so that you're safe.
$6,000, I can do whatever I want,
yes.
Right?
Brand new Nissan in your driveway, $6,000 in cash in your hand today. Offers.
And nobody's going to tell me what I have to do with it.
No, it's yours. Offers on select models with approved credit cannot be combined. Just go to NaplesNissan.com.
That's quite
for
a
all
windfall.
The details.
And nobody's going to tell me to be responsible with it?
No, it's your money. 6,000 new Nissan in your driveway.
What if I just want to blow it?
It's yours to do. Vacations, blow it, go to a casino. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. Don't tell me what to do with mine.
Can you handle the rest of the show? I've got to go down to Naples for a minute.
Yeah, I think everybody should. We do this every Monday. We take a look back at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. Casey Kasem started American Top 40 in 1970. I told you we're going way back.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1970.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago.
The Godfather.
Yeah.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Yeah.
Get on up.
Get up!
Get on up!
Stay on the scene!
Get on up!
I like a sex machine!
Get on up!
Wait a minute! Shake your arm! Then use your palm! Stay on the scene! I like a sex machine! You got to have the feeling! Sure your bone! Get it together! Right on, right on!
That's me on the Jew's harp!
Get up!
Get on up!
Get up!
Get on up!
Get up!
This is good stuff.
That's Junior on the piano.
Yeah.
Get up.
Get on up.
Ha. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
You said you got to. You said the feeling. You got to get to. You give me fever. Cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine. Don't worry about his. Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Get
like
on
a sex
up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
That's Haney.
Stay on the scene like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine. Dig it. He's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to hit it like you did on the top, fellas? Hit it like you did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
That piano. Oh, nice one, Junior.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
I don't think I ever got hired.
Get on up.
Like who, James Brown?
Machine.
Yes, no.
The other guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
That guy.
Yes. Yes.
Get it together. Right on, right on.
If he got tired, he'd be fired.
Right on, right on. Right on, right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Get on up.
Get up. Get on up. Get on up. James was great, but he couldn't have done it without those JBs,
no,
man.
No, sir. Get up. I feel like me in a sex machine.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Number
get on up.
50.
Get up.
This week
can we hit it like
in 1970.
On the top. Can we hit it like that one more time?
One more time.
One more time. Let's hit it and quit.
You're the boss.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Oh, that is awesome. Coming in at number
it's
14.
Amazing.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Okay. Tin Soldiers and Nixon's coming. Ohio. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, number 14. The whole Kent State thing and Nixon. National Guard.
Look at D.C.'s getting a storm.
Oh, yeah.
In Ohio, gotta get down to it. Soldiers are cutting us down. Should have been done long ago. What if you knew her and found her dead on the ground? How can you run when you know?
Absolute Law text line. What were you guys doing in 1970? I was 11. Keep up the good work, Tim. I was 8.
I was 4.
4.
Gotta get down to it. Soldiers are cutting us down. Should have been gone long ago.
I was only 4, but I was a participant.
Participant in what?
1970.
Oh, you were a participant.
How can you run when you know?
And to put this into perspective, I don't think even Junior's dad was born yet.
He was born in 56.
Oh, geez, he was an old man. He remembers this really well. 56?
Yeah.
And you, late in life. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Ohio. You know, in 1970, there was a singer-songwriter who just captivated everybody with his toe-tapping tunes. His name? B.J. Thomas. The song? I Just Can't Help Believin'. I think Elvis covered this, too.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning. And the promise of tomorrow in her eyes.
Everything was mellow. Yep. Everything was great.
Yep.
And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me.
Yeah, this was back when Antifa's mom and dad, they hadn't moved to Portland and Seattle yet. They were still in California.
Well, but then again, you had Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the Tin Soldiers.
This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day.
Now, B.J. Thomas, there was no question about it. He was a top pop artist.
For a while, for many years.
And nobody questioned it. But today, if he made it at all, he would be country.
Without a doubt. Like a glove. He's still out there doing his thing.
Is he?
I think, B.J. Thomas.
Whispering her magic, and her tears are shining, honey, sweet with love.
You know what? I didn't even think about it. We missed it. It was this past weekend on the Mighty Mississippi. White Trash Bash.
Ooh.
He's still alive.
Oh, yeah, and he still performs.
Junior, can you show Stan some pictures of this weekend's White Trash Bash?
I'd like to see
this weekend's White Trash Bash.
Especially with this music in the background. Yep. B.J. Thomas and the White Trash Bash.
Yeah, they had a bunch of boats on the Mississippi River.
The Mighty Mississippi.
And one that was, like, big enough to be called a yacht that had a sound system. And it was really weighed down. A ton of people on that boat. And at the rear of the boat, you know, like where you have a platform for water skis and stuff. Girl dancing like her life depended on
it. Right on. And it probably did. Look at that.
There you go.
Nice. I, believe it or not, remember this song at number 12. Mungo Jerry.
Well, you should. You were 8. You were fully conscious. Yep. I remember it.
Yeah.
I was 4.
Ooh. Ooh. Love this song.
Everybody did.
Have a drink, have a drive.
See, right, that's
right
how
there.
It was
no
in 1970.
For daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
Yep. Very problematic lyric.
Oh, yes.
Think White Trash Bash and Mungo Jerry. Doesn't it go together?
Hand in hand.
See if you can find some video there of that girl dancing.
Sing along with us.
Dee 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 dee.
Da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy.
Da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da da da da da. We should have been there, Stan.
Yeah. You know what I'd say right there? I want to go home.
When the wind is here, yeah, it's party time. In the bottle where your pebbles, it'll soon be summertime. And we'll sing again. We go diving on, maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. In the summertime when the weather is hot, we can just ride down.
but you can find. If a daddy's rich, take a ride for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good in a lay-by. When I pray, when I dirty, when I make, we'll let everybody back with you as you be. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, lies for living, yeah, this our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. La-da-da-da-da, yeah, we're happy.
There you go, Mungo Jerry, in the summertime. Our last song we're going to take a look at was just out of the top 10, Edwin Starr in War.
Yeah. What is
it good for? Makes me feel like playing Battlefield.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Say it again, y'all. To me.
For nothing. Good for nothing.
Listen to me.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Looky here.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
What?
It's got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
Yeah. One song in the land in 1970, Close to You by the Carpenters. Discovered by Herb Alpert, put on the A&M label, and that song was supposed to be Herb Alpert's song, but he said, this brother-sister team, I want to give it to them. And the rest was history.
You're talking about the days of Burt Bacharach.
Oh, you know. Mark Haney in the news is next. We're Stan and Haney.
This flat tire needs a man. But when there's no man around... When there's no man around, Goodyear should be. Why? Watch this. New Goodyear Double Eagle carries its own spare inside. Lifeguard safety spare. A tire in a tire. Keeps on going. Next time, give her a second chance.
For a vacation, and this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96 K Rock.
When there's not a man around to change that tire, thank God there's Goodyear. She didn't do it on purpose, so give her another chance.
She doesn't understand.
Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news. In a second, we'll get you updated on traffic. Junior was telling me off the air that that was the best Wayback machine he's ever heard.
Really?
I loved it.
How many of those songs were you familiar with?
There was one I wasn't familiar with. It was like the second to last one.
Mungo Jerry?
No, not Mungo Jerry. Or it must have been the last song.
Then. DJ Thomas?
Yeah. Never heard of him.
Oh, he had a lot of hits.
Never heard of them.
God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean I will soon be turning red. Okay. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain from complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
See, you knew him, but you didn't know it.
Didn't know it.
Yeah. Still doing it today. Still out there. There was him, Neil Diamond, and they were friends. Elvis loved them because they were singer-songwriters.
Yep. James Taylor.
Yep. They were all in that
Jim Croce.
In that group together.
And then his replacement, Jimmy Buffett.
That's the truth. Do you know that?
He was replaced by Jimmy Buffett?
Every record label back in the day. It's music different. It's so different now. I don't know what the hell it is. But back in the day, record labels had to have their rock band, their singer-songwriter, and I don't know what label Jim Croce was on, but he was...
Atlantic.
He was their singer-songwriter, artist, and hit after hit. He passed away, and the record company's saying, well, who's going to replace him to be our label's singer-songwriter? Jimmy Buffett. True. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Got a couple showing up in Fort Myers. The first, traffic control, Ortiz Avenue and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And then this one showing up in Fort Myers, crash, McGregor Boulevard and Southtown and River Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Stop saying a word.
And thank you.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, August 3rd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Stan, have you ever known anyone named Gary?
Yeah, Gary from Hi-Fi Pest Control.
Junior, you know anybody named Gary?
Gary Burton.
Who's Gary Burton?
He's a vibraphonist.
I know a member from MASH, Gary Berghoff.
Yeah, that's true. And I got a buddy named Gary Shaw.
Yeah, there you go.
Would you say Gary's a fairly common name?
I would say it's more common than Stan.
I did not know this. The name Gary is only popular because of the actor Gary Cooper.
Oh, the great Gary Cooper. High Noon.
Now, Gary Cooper was not his real name.
It wasn't?
His real name was Frank Cooper, which you would think perfectly fine name, but it was his idea to be called Gary. Why?
Why?
He adopted it because of the city of Gary, Indiana, because it seemed like a rough and tough place,
yeah. And
he wanted to be perceived as rough and tough. Gary.
How about the golfer, Gary Player?
It's thanks to Gary Cooper.
Yeah. All the way over there in South Africa.
That's South Africa.
South Africa.
You know, you hear a lot of the hippies complaining about Monsanto. Isn't that a thing, Junior, to complain about Monsanto?
What is a Monsanto?
Oh, it's genetically modified organisms.
Monsanto.
Yeah, where they're messing with the crops.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
They spray them.
Oh, you don't know yet. You're supposed to be against that.
Oh, I'm supposed to be against it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be a Marxist.
Oh, I'm against it then.
Yeah, you're against Monsanto.
Yeah. Orange man bad.
There you go.
Attaboy.
Now, they've definitely taken it to the next level by modifying plants at the genetic level. But we've been effing with our food for a long time.
Oh, you better believe it.
It's going to shock you, but broccoli is fake.
Did you know that? It is.
It's completely man-made.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Man-made.
Yep.
Do you know most of your oranges that you get at the grocery store
are
not naturally grown oranges? They're modified oranges that are crossbreeds and to make them sweeter or tangier or juicier.
Sounds good to me.
Same thing with a broccoli.
So at one point, even though they force it on you everywhere you go, broccoli didn't exist.
No, like a Fuji apple. Manufactured, not real.
So how did broccoli come into existence?
How?
It was created by carefully breeding wild kale that had the right traits. Evidently, the right traits were to end up looking like broccoli.
Yeah, with nice big florets.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with cauliflower and Brussels sprouts as well. Don't exist naturally.
Didn't know that, did you?
That's actually pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I read this years ago and forgot it, but it seems new to me. Evidently, right here in the state of Florida, anyone can execute a criminal on death row.
What do you mean, anyone?
Well, you fill out an application and go, I'd like to execute somebody.
What, and they get, and you get the honor to throw the switch or insert the needles or what?
You apply.
Yeah.
And if you're selected as an executioner,
yeah,
they'll give you $150.
Well, not bad.
Nothing to sneeze at.
No, sir. Yeah, because it's, I mean, do you throw the electrical switch? Do you go and use the plunger to go with the lethal injection?
Well, I think it's all set up to like a button where it's like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Okay, yep.
You know what that is, Junior?
I do, yeah.
Can you describe it?
It's like a machine that has a different chain of events. Like what, all these kids set them up with little balls and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, man.
Yeah, I can tell that you know, but you can't explain it.
I can't explain it. I can't put it into words.
But it's a machine that does accomplish a task, but does it in an overly complicated way.
And that's a great way to put it.
An unnecessarily complicated chain of events.
It sets forth a chain of events.
Right.
150, huh?
150, but, you know, you got to fill out the paperwork and... You know, I guess it better come back clean, and then they put you in the hat. They pull and go, well, congratulations, Stan. You get to legally take someone's life.
All right, where's my 150?
That's not until the job is done. You see Stan tapping his foot there. Hey, Doc, how long does it take to get a flat line here?
Yep. Come on.
I got places to be.
Ain't got all day. I'm hitting every button you got here.
Already got his phone out to take a picture of the check.
Yeah. Frame that one.
The guy on the gurney looks over at him and goes, you mother.
Take a picture of that, frame it, and then the instant deposit.
Hey, don't worry. I'll have one for you, pal.
All righty.
Hey, bud. Do we want to break or move on?
You can break if you'd like, and then you can do three when we come back.
Roger that in a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, it really is amazing when you ponder the capabilities of modern medicine. There's a 45-year-old gent named Malcolm McDonald. He lives in England, and back in 2014, he had a terrible blood infection, and to use the medical term, in his taintal area. Oh, it's no joke.
No, it is not.
The infection was so bad.
How bad was it?
One day, his manhood just fell off.
Yep, and a bird grabbed it.
A what?
Blade.
So, to be clear, his manhood fell off.
Yep.
His testes stayed intact.
Right there like a bag.
But now, thanks to the miracles of modern medicine, 45-year-old Malcolm is getting a complete genitalia reboot, as surgeons have managed to, for some reason, regrow a new penis located on the man's left forearm.
Good blood flow there.
He has a penis growing out of his left arm.
And don't kid yourselves. I know some of you are going to go and look at pictures of this. And yes, there are pictures, but it's pixelated. He doesn't want to get any trumped up charges on him. Like,
now,
that, like that girl at the beach.
Yep. Modern medicine may be miraculous, but it's not all that quick. Malcolm has been growing this on his arm for the last 4 calendar years.
Yep, and it really had a growth spurt. He said, let it go for another year.
What's the rush?
Yeah, is it still growing? Let it go.
He's hopeful that soon it will be surgically grafted down below. He is the first human being to ever grow new junk on their own arm. Now, there are all kinds of caveats to this. They don't necessarily believe that it will actually work.
Oh, come on, what's the use?
Well, they've constructed a pump, a built-in pump, so that Malcolm can perform on demand.
Yep, hit a button, it goes in the activator.
Malcolm is the first to admit he can't believe any of this is happening. I'm with him right there, you know, starting with the day it fell off.
Yeah, right there, and a bird grabbed it.
Malcolm says, quote, that they can make me a new penis at all is incredible, but that they can build it on my arm is mind-blowing.
Somebody has had to offer him a porn job. We can make you rich. Put you in the movies.
Well, the pump's not built in yet.
That don't matter.
Just lays there.
Watch these women in those movies. They can do magic with that.
Oh, you're still not impressed, are you? Well, how about now?
Right there. Yeah, and it's still growing. I had him keep it on an extra year.
Yep. Welcome to the gun show, ladies. You can't say you weren't warned, because this reporter made sure that you knew before any of your friends and neighbors.
That's usually the case.
It's happened.
Oh, my God.
The Washington State Department of Agriculture announced it has successfully trapped a murder hornet.
Yep.
Just south of the Canadian border back on July 14th. They confirmed the identity of the murder hornet last week.
And where there's one, there's others.
That makes it the first one to be caught in the United States. While there have been plenty of sightings, we've never successfully taken one down until now.
It's a big step.
An official says it's encouraging because we know the traps work. It also means we have a lot of work to do.
Yep.
And he's not kidding. They must act fast to find the murder hornet nests and set up more traps. Because if these things start to breed, that could be very, very bad news. Murder hornets kill up to 50 people a year in Japan. And their stingers are so powerful, they stab right through a beekeeping suit. They are also a true danger to honeybees, which are not doing that great anyway.
Right.
But murder hornets will absolutely decimate the honeybee population. Incidentally, this is Washington State. They captured it just short of the Canadian border, but a Canadian, I think it was on one of those islands around the Vancouver area, was attacked by a swarm of murder hornets. He was stung 8 times and easily could have died from that. And they asked him what it felt like, and he was still very upset, and he said, fire, fire, hot fire.
Yeah.
Now, when you say hot fire, because you got your fire, you know that's hot.
Yeah.
But if you describe a fire as a hot fire,
you know it's hot fire.
Yeah. Thank you, Stan.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Last Thursday, 24-year-old Delmatrice Wilson of Clearwater had a bad day.
How bad?
Well, now the entire world knows that Delmatrice isn't any good at drug dealing or hide and seek. Delmatrice was the passenger in a car accident on Thursday, and he wanted to get away before the police arrived because Delmatrice Wilson.
All right.
He wanted to get away before the police arrived, and he had a good reason, because he's a drug dealer, and he was wearing a backpack full of drugs.
Okay.
So, car accident, Delmatrice, quick thinking, gotta get away. Took off running and hid in the first building he spotted. Only our main man, Delmatrice, didn't realize it was a fire station.
Mm.
And he wasn't good at hiding, because the firefighters inside were well aware that he was hiding.
Well, they're pros.
Called the cops, and they arrested Delmatrice. He had a fully stocked backpack, one-stop shopping, codeine, crack, pot, and much, much more inside. He had enough on him to graduate from possession to trafficking.
Oh. Shame.
Poor Delmatrice. And that's the news for today, Monday, August 3rd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Bring out your dead.
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 Shame!
Shame! Shame!
We can only hope that Delmatrice repents.
Yeah.
Shame. You all need to repent.
Shame.
I'm telling you. Shame!
Shame! Shame!
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Shame!
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 Shame! Ring the bell. Shame.
Bring out your dead!
Shame.
Bring out your dead!
Shame.
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 Shame. Bring out your dead!
Shame.
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 Bring out
shame.
Your
shame.
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 I think our job is done.
Yeah, we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. Al Beck, our new guy at night, coming up at 6 o'clock.
Just lighten it up.
Yep. Lighten up the switchboards, lighten up the airwaves. As a matter of fact, Junior himself will sometimes stay behind just so he can sit and observe and listen to Al Beck.
That's right.
Yeah.
Almost every night.
They're almost every night. But
I'll be honest, I've never heard the man, but I feel like I should at least offer him some support. I don't know if he's good.
Give him a listen. I've heard him.
Have you?
Yeah.
Serviceable?
Sure.
Well, then, great.
Yep. Welcome aboard, Al Beck.
Good time and temp man, is he?
Yeah. Starting his second week here at the Big K.
As long as he remembers that time and temp, yep. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
That's what people listen for, yep. That and the weather.
Yeah. That's what I was told early on. Remember, we had that radio station. It was John Glenn Chevrolet Titusville time.
Mm-hmm.
At top of every hour.
Yeah.
A business sponsored the time.
Yep. And it wasn't owned by John Glenn. It was JON-Glenn.
Correct. That wasn't John Glenn. Heck no.
But we didn't point that out back then.
No. Couple of things on the board. First in Lehigh Acres, got a crash. Leland Heights Boulevard East and McKinley Avenue. And in Estero, a crash. 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail in Estero.
And your Tippy's Taco House time is 5:45.
Yep. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Bring out your dad.
Bring out your dad!
Bring out your dad!
Shame!
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 Bring out your dad!
Shame!
Bring out
shame.
Your dad!
Shame!
Shame!
Bring out your
dad!
Shame!
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 Okay, let's...
Shame!
Let's laugh a little bit here, shall we?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I have gotten so many laughs at my father's expense. But I want you to know, if he were here tonight, he'd be sitting, he'd be sleeping. But I would tell these stories, and he would just be delighting in them, which just tickles me. My dad understands his boy's profession. My dad understands I'm just using him to make money. Hardly ever seen him angry. Not many of you could say that about your dad. Hardly ever seen him. Well, one time he was. I had a slinky. How many of you did, by the way? Oh, look at those here. Hey, yeah, that has to be one of the greatest marketing feats in American history right there. Think about this. Some marketing genius convinced 300 million of us that we all had to have our own personal spring. It did not go downstairs. No, it didn't. It went down two steps and threw itself down the rest. You know that's true. I had a giant slinky. We're talking close to $2. And apparently, one day after playing with it, I left it laying in the high grass. Where the next day, my dad hit it with the power mower. And this did upset him a bit. Though it may not have been so much anger as it was just fear. Because that is a terrifying sight to see that ever-lengthening strand of wire an inch and a half above the ground rotating at 2,200 RPM. Mowed the whole backyard in 3.5 seconds that day.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Can we have a little bit of laughter? Where's my... There we go. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Are you okay?
No.
Are you okay right now? I'm concerned.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Just take a moment. Everything's fine.
Okay.
I know where I am.
Okay.
I'm right here at the Wilmington 5th Street Convention Center, right? That's a joke.
Yeah. Let's just gather our thoughts and have a little laughter here. with a 4 o'clock flip.
Look, I think the critical thing is over $55 billion we've tried, and I've all along, I've been pushing this.
I know, that's what's going through your head. Let's go.
What's really going through my head, Stan?
Yeah. I don't know if I would. You're volunteering it. I don't know if I want to pursue it.
I'm just wondering if there's hope for me.
There's plenty of hope for you.
Because you found the love of your life at the age of 58.
I was younger than that. You realize next month it's a year anniversary for my wife and I, wedding anniversary? A year.
Oh, thank God that's over.
It was a year ago.
That year took so much out of me.
And then you had 2020, and look what it's done to you.
Started out hot damn. And
yeah. Becomes this.
Well, I bring this up because 59-year-old Sean Penn married 28-year-old Layla George over the weekend. She is the daughter of Greta Saatchi and Vincent D'Onofrio.
Really?
Vincent, incidentally, is... Come on, folks. He's a full year older than Sean Penn.
Yeah.
And they seem happy.
Sure.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things to consider before marrying a much older man.
Ladies, top things to consider when marrying a much older man.
Does he have children to contest the will? Will every conversation start with you having to say, "Do you remember my name, dear?"
She's done that.
No, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
Yeah, my wife's done that. Who am I?
Am I cool with everyone we meet, assuming I'm his daughter? Been there, done that.
Yeah. Jeez.
Will there be any room left for my vehicle after the Buick?
It's a good, safe car. It's a good, nice electric.
Oh, you're talking about my Riviera, huh? Am I skilled in knowing how to pop a tennis ball and place it on the end of a walker?
I'm waiting for the day I can get a jazzy.
You and me will race.
Yes!
Well, there's really two questions that go together.
Yeah.
A, is he as rich as he says he is? Mm. And B, is he as sick as the doctor says he is?
Oh my God! Oh!
Am I okay not knowing if the moaning during sex is from pain or pleasure?
Maybe a combo of both.
Am I prepared for a priest to perform our marriage and then last rites in the same week?
I think she's dead.
And finally, the top thing to consider before marrying a much older man.
Yes.
So, can I go out after he goes to bed at 8:30, or am I just supposed to hang around the house?
Shame. Shame.
Bring out your
shame.
Bring out your
shame.
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 Bring out your shame.
Shame.
Bring out your...
And that, my friends, is before. Everything's fine.
It's up in the building.
Everything's fine. Shame. Everything's great. No, shame. There's no problem.
Shame. Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.